Hey everybody, today is Wednesday, March 7th. I'm getting back to it today. I've taken yesterday off again. Just been having a lot of really interesting conversations with my wife lately. Really kind of diving deep into the emotional side of everything and figuring out kind of thing, just thinking through why it is the way why we do things the way we do them, right? And exploring those reasons, exploring just everything. Human mind's a an amazing organ, an amazing piece of machinery for our bodies. It's crazy to think about what our mind is capable of. And through this process, through my addiction, through my relapses, through my successes, through everything, I've really kind of come to the conclusion, especially over the last few weeks. If you think about happiness and sadness on a scale of, if you look at it as a scale of 0 to 100, where 0 is absolute sadness and 100 is absolute happiness. I'm just really interested to see, because I find myself doing this a lot, and I'm just interested to see how others out there are doing this as well. I really feel like internally, the way I handle emotion, and maybe it's because of my experiences, and maybe it's just, I'd love to hear from you guys. Maybe it's just a natural thing that human beings do. I really don't allow myself to get to 0 or 100. I've never, it's like I curb myself and keep myself between the 25 and 75 range, right? Like if something was really, really good going on in my life, I kind of almost as a defense mechanism, like keep it at a level as like that 75, 80 level, so that I don't allow it really to get to 100, because then I don't want to experience like the downside of it when that happiness goes away, right? So I curb it down a little bit. I make it seem like almost not as good as it actually is. But then on the contrary, when I'm experiencing things really negative or really sad or really emotional or really frustrating, I don't let it get all the way to 0, right? I don't really kind of succumb myself to that sadness. I keep it at, a level of 25, and in an optimistic way of like, this, as my wife always says, this too shall pass, and this will move on, and things will be happier after this, after we move on from these things. But I found that very interesting about myself lately, is that I really don't let my mind get to the extreme of emotions. I've never really been put in a position to feel the extreme emotion. Maybe when my son was born. My son was born, I felt absolute happiness, right? Like that was probably as close to, if not 100, as I possibly could be. But for most day-to-day things, or for just most of anything of life in general, I find myself not allowing myself to experience the happiness of a moment as fully as I could, but I also find myself not experiencing the true sadness of a moment as I could, right? So I keep myself balanced, almost like I said, almost like a defense mechanism for my mind, so that if I'm in a really happy moment, I kind of keep myself level, and if I'm in a really sad moment, I'm able to keep myself level as well. I've found it very interesting about myself, and I especially found this over the course of the last couple of weeks with my latest relapse, that when bad things happen, I don't get to an extremely bad place anymore. And I feel like that's because of, my life experiences, because for a lot of factors. So I'm very interested to see any reactions or how you guys feel. Like, do you guys do that within your daily lives because of your experiences, because of things that you've gone through? Do you find that the statement that I made about kind of 25 to 75 versus 0 to 100, do you find that within your own life? Like, is that your range? Like, I'm very interested to hear what you guys think and how you guys feel about that. Maybe I'm just on the odd one out. I don't know. But that's something that I don't know if I need to work on it. I don't know if I need to identify that as, well, maybe I should try to experience the true happiness side of it. Well, but can you do that without also, breaking out the floor and feeling the true sadness of a moment too? I don't know. It's just something I'm exploring within my own mind, something I'm exploring within, my own emotions. So again, I'd love to hear from you guys what your thoughts are. Hope everybody is having a great week. Hope everybody's having a good time. Hope everybody finished out the week strong on Thursday, Friday. And most of all, I hope you all take care of each other. Thanks. We'll talk to you guys soon.